True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
Two down, one to go here. Firm of Harris and Meringue. A lot to get to this hour. After us, you can catch Ducks Insider. Last one before the big game this weekend with Joey Mack from 1 to 2. Happy hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3. And then primetime from 3 to 7 to take you all the way home. Finishing up 14 hours of live, local, continuous, regional sports talk radio. Russ, you going to take it all the way home today?
Absolutely not.
You can take it all the way to 7 p.m. tonight?
I figure half of those 14 hours is probably good enough.
Coward. I figured. It's actually more because I know what time you got to get here. I know what time Swag gets here.
I rolled up at 5.
I know what time you got here. So we'll get Rusty out of here as soon as possible. You'll have Schultze on for primetime and the happy hour. So Mariners game 5 tonight. Schultze live on
live meltdown.
Live,
all right.
Yeah, you better have that YouTube cam on. He needs his own special YouTube feed just for today.
Just leave the camera on.
No, like a different feed. The simulcast. We need the Schultze only simulcast.
Yeah, the Manning cast.
Yeah, the Manning cast. It'll be since Joe and I, we used to have him as a producer. It'll be Joe and I doing commentary on Schultze producing.
The all 22.
The eye in the sky is watching us all. Blazers preseason tonight in town. A Blazer game here in Portland.
Hey.
Do you remember where to park, Danny?
I do. That's because I have my own parking spot.
Well, I know, but do you remember where it is?
Yeah, so I had the Sleep Token concert on Wednesday, and I was like, oh, crap, I'm so used to having a parking spot that I didn't.
Oh, you can't use that for concerts? Because I was about to ask for your pass.
No, I can't. Well, I will say, if I can, I didn't have my pass because I'm driving my other car.
Oh, right.
And shout out to the parking lot worker at the other lot who recognized me because I was like, you know what? Maybe I can go down to the other lot and park there. I was driving the truck.
Spicy.
And driving the truck is a nightmare fuel in Portland and trying to park because it's a HD Silverado on 35s. So, yeah, it's not a... Parking spots are not easy to find. Sure. You're not just backing that thing in. There's a nice little spot anywhere. It was actually nice being back in Moda. It was the first time I'd been back since the end of the season. No, it's not true. I was there for the video boards, but like walking around and like, all right, this feels normal. It was weird going in through the regular doors. I haven't done that in God knows how long.
Look at you, all elitist. You're back to being an elitist, aren't you?
I am a little bit, but it was weird.
A little bit?
Like, I parked in that lot and I started like, I went on autopilot. I was going to walk through the cargo entrance and be like, oh, can't do there. I need to go up these stairs and go through the actual doors. I was like, oh, God, this is kind of weird. The wait outside with people?
Dude, I can't believe you're, of course, you're elitist.
I will say, man.
I am a man of the common folk. I will wait in line outside with you guys all day.
Not if you had my pass, you wouldn't.
That's true. I would take the elevator. I would take the elevator in the parking garage.
You absolutely, that's exactly what I do. I take the elevator down and I pop on down and go through the cargo entrance. But I will say this. This is it right here. Crack that because, boy, the season is here and we're back in the building and we get to get live eyes on the team.
Yeah, I used to fill in for Swag covering the Timbers way back in the day. I did a couple games and I was like, man, I can't do this. And I was like, what do you mean you can't do this? You love footy. Like, how can you, it's the Timbers. How can you not watch this? And I was like, because I'm not allowed to have a beer up here. Could you have a beer?
I probably could.
I think people would be more surprised if you had a beer because you're not really a drinker.
I will say this, and I'm giving away the secrets. Back in the day, there was a keg in the media room.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I feel like baseball. If you were covering a baseball game, you know.
And you'd crack... You had a beer.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah.
But I will say, I went in the media room for FanFest, and we had a new fridge in there. I was like, ooh. I can bring my lunch.
Ooh la la.
I can bring my dinner. I can do whatever I want here. All right, cool. But no, it's going to be fun to be back in the building, get live eyes on guys, live speed, live action. Like I said, I was at Salem golfing last night, and I was talking to one of the guys up front, and he was like, he's a big basketball guy, an older guy, just great dude. And we were just talking sports. And he was like, the Blazers are really going to run this year? And I was like, yes.
Yes, they are.
They are going to, like, every team says they want to play faster. This team is going to play faster because they have to.
And I think what I'm excited about tonight is, and I don't know if this is like, mom says I can't have a cookie before dinner, so instantly I want a cookie for dinner. When Chaunt says, don't pay attention to the starting lineup, now I'm just like, what's the starting lineup going to be? What's it going to be?
Well, that's the question tonight.
Well, because he says don't pay attention to it. Like, don't put too much stock into it.
He's trying stuff.
But I do want to know what you're trying.
Yeah.
I do want to know. So I won't say, the only stock I won't put into it is that the game one starting lineup for preseason will be the opening night starting lineup. But I am taking stock in what your combinations look like.
If Denny is not starting, I would be floored.
Well, I don't think so. Because again, like I said on Wednesday when we talked, or yesterday when we talked to Blazers, I think Denny didn't start just because of Euro.
Yeah.
I don't think, even if Denny didn't start tonight, I don't think that means he's not starting.
No.
Just like for those out there that, you know, don't want Jeremy Grant to start, I don't think because he starts tonight means he starts on opening day. I know you feel differently, but I'm just using them as comparisons. That's the stock I'm not taking in on starting lineups. But I do want to see what combinations Chauncey is looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a world in which Donovan doesn't start?
No.
Is he the only guaranteed start? Him and Drew?
Yeah, see, those two are guaranteed.
Are locked in. But that's more position-based.
Honestly, I think the guaranteed starters that you can are four. Drew, two, Denny, DC.
It's okay. Interesting.
If somebody texted in earlier, I think it was yesterday or the day before, said some version of two just it isn't good enough at one single thing to, I'm like,
oh, he had a great preseason on Wednesday night.
Not just that. He was an all defense team member. He's one of the 10 best defenders in the league.
He
very clearly is good enough at one singular thing, defense, to justify starting. But he's also better than that at other things. That's the thing. It's like, two should probably average 14 points a game, shoot 37% from three, and be one of the 10 best defenders in the league. You know what that 6'8" guy who does that starts for? All 30 teams.
Yeah.
All 30.
They all got one?
No, I'm saying if he's on any team, he starts.
Sure.
He starts.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, what about Alex Caruso? And it's like, well, Alex Caruso is not 6'8".
It's too bad this is a Friday because I wanted you to be able to taste test your future life.
I mean, I am in a sense.
Yeah, you'll know what time you get home.
Yeah, so I'm gonna try it tonight because we were off air at 1 in the past. I was off air at 3 and I would just drive over to Moda, but I'm gonna drive as soon as I get out of here.
But you don't do the show tonight.
No, I don't do TV tonight.
Right.
Yeah, so I won't get that, but I know what time I'm gonna get home, so That's going to be there, but I'm going to drive home to Newburgh, go take the pups for a little walk, make sure that they get some exercise, and then take care of whatever I need to take care of, change, then drive back.
Yeah.
Boy, let me tell you right now, having the Silverado and not my car where I get 10 miles a gallon, it is not fun.
I'm going to text you at 7:50 in the morning tomorrow.
Why?
just to see how you're feeling. Because that's when you would normally leave the house.
Yeah, I know, but it's Saturday morning.
Well, I'm still going to say what's up.
Dude, that phone's not getting looked at.
Nah, you're lucky. There's no footy tomorrow, so I'm not getting up early.
There you go. There's a lot I'm excited to see tonight. I want to see Hansen live speed with...
Oh, with eyeballs, not on TV.
Not on TV.
I like that.
How does he react? I want to, like, there's so many things on TV I want to hear. I want to be able to hear what's coming. And that's the nice thing about preseason is that it's a little quieter. So I can hear some of the things. And I'm going to spend probably a lot of time watching Tiago and Saint. This isn't coaches on the bench. What are they doing? Who are they talking to? Who are they communicating with?
How do they
react with certain things like that? I'm going to spend a lot of time doing that tonight. The live basketball watch is going to be more limited tonight. I want to see the more periphery stuff.
Cool.
That's the beauty of being in the
building. How the sausage is made.
Yes, because that informs stuff going forward.
You can't always count on much, but you can't always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. When we come back, I want to slide back into college football and a little bit of related story to what's going down in Autzen this weekend as Indiana comes to town in a top 10 matchup. Establishing a program, using Indiana as an example, Danny had this thought, and I think it's brilliant. Could this be the next blueprint forward? What does it take to switch everything within 2 years, 3 years, and put yourself in a top 10 matchup with College Game Day against one of the big boys of college football that's been around for a little bit? We'll do that next. Your thoughts are welcome. 503-864-6326 on the Fan text line. Also, the YouTube chat. This is 105.1 Portland Sports Leader, The Fan.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Game 5 of the Seattle Mariners will be tonight, 5-ish o'clock. Been my nice little halftime situation during my big-time South Florida-North Texas game. Got a lot on the line for that.
There you go.
Got my pride on the line for that. If you missed in the 10:45 segment, we are debuting something fun to hold us accountable in betting. I chose three games by the spread.
Danny chose three games by the spread. If you go on our show page on Twitter, you can tell us which one you think was the worst take, and then we'll own that. And if we are wrong, we'll have to pay it forward on Monday, and you can choose that answer as well. If you missed it, I have North Texas by 2.5 as the favorites against South Florida. I will take Ole Miss to cover the spread against Washington State, which is 31.5. And I will take Illinois to cover the spread of 14.5 against Ohio State. You took Indiana to cover against Oregon at 7.5. You took USC as the favorite, 2.5 against Michigan.
I'm surprised more people aren't picking the USC one just to make me sweat.
Well, I think it's because we don't know what Michigan is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what was your third one? Oh, Alabama, 2.5 over Missouri as the favorite there. So let us know. We'll let you guys know the answer to that.
Yours is running away.
Oh, man.
It's Ole Miss. You're going to get Ole Miss.
Dang it.
Mine's still tight.
I thought you guys liked me.
Mine's still tight.
I thought you guys liked me. 503-864-6326 or the YouTube chat. Danny, you had this thought the other day, and I think it's fascinating because as college football grows and grows and kind of starts to find its new path in the new ways of sports today, you are able to see superstars become alive faster. Look, if Mendoza was still at Cal, would we be talking about Mendoza?
No.
You think the kid starts over him this year if Mendoza is still at Cal?
Maybe. No, because Mendoza leaves.
Yeah, but in today's world, he leaves. In the old world, he's not leaving.
No.
He's staying there.
He's stuck.
He's kind of stuck there. So you're seeing that. And Indiana is such a great example to use as they roll into Autzen this weekend to take on your Oregon Ducks. You can catch it right here on The Fan. Is Indiana 4 years ago, had Michael Penix Jr.?
Mm-hmm.
And him transferring to UW was the first, or him getting hurt at Indiana, I think, was the first time I was ever like, Indiana's got a football program?
Mm-hmm.
I knew they had one, but it was like, who cares about this?
It's one of the worst football programs in the country historically.
And then people started talking to me, well, this Penix kid is really good. Mm-hmm. He just can't stay healthy. And I was like, oh, okay. So I tuned into a couple games. Then, boom, he transfers to UW. He's in the national championship. Mm-hmm. He's barely beating my Cougs. All of a sudden, he is up in my face, mm-hmm. top 10 draft pick. And I can argue that maybe that did more for Indiana's perception nationwide than it did for UW, because now you live in transfer world and you can say, wait, Indiana got Michael Penix Jr.?
I mean, before that, Antoine Randall-El.
Totally.
That's it. That's the only thing you think about when you think about Indiana football. And the reason this has been on my brain, obviously, for a local tie-in is Oregon State. Indiana, and I'm not kidding when I say this, is one of the worst football programs in the history of the country with a program as far as how long it's been around. They just have – their only 10-win season was last year. That's it.
Ouch.
In 100 years. They just
– it's crazy.
And if I remember right, I think their first game was in like 1899.
What was the stat you had, Rust, against top five opponents? Do you still have that with you?
They're 1-72.
1-72 all time. Yeah.
Against top five
against
opponents?
Against AP top five opponents.
No. Home, road, doesn't matter, just against.
And Cignetti is 0-2.
Yeah. But I say all of this to say that they are a program that did not matter. They were so irrelevant that relevancy wasn't even on the table. But what they have done in bringing Cignetti in from JMU, James Madison, and the guys that he brought over, and how good they were immediately last year, and where they are right now as a top 10 program in the country, that is a hope copium amount of copium that you can hang on to if you're an Oregon State fan. And I say all of that because if you can get this right, the right guy, you can pull out of not even irrelevancy, non-existence.
Yeah, I think you've got a great point there because everybody's financial situation is different, mm-hmm. no matter who you are. Whether you're Oregon State and Wazoo, you know, we got kicked to the curb because you jerks blew up the conference, or you're Texas, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, the big boys with the lots of money. It takes the right guy in the right situation to make it work. Oregon State chose Trent Bray. Oregon State chose poorly. Washington State chose Jimmy Rogers. Small sample size, but so far I think we're okay with it. And I think you're spot on that it's, you know, and this is what we talk about with Oregon State. Like, the retreads in today's world are not worth it.
No.
Okay, Jim Harbaugh was great at Michigan.
I don't know how many of those exist anymore.
But he wasn't a retread. He cut his teeth. What was it? San Diego State.
And Stanford.
And put in the time before he got there.
So he's the exception to the rule. That guy's not walking through the door. I mean, if you hate Kalen DeBoer at Alabama, is Dabo an upgrade?
That's the question.
If I'm a Bama fan,
if you're Florida and Billy Napier,
I almost said I would take him, but I don't know that.
But if Billy Napier is this, like, do you want to bring Jed Fish in?
Is that an upgrade just because he used to be here? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because he's a Florida guy through and through?
Because in today's world, as we talk about, look, Oregon went through some really weird times with Willie Taggart and Mario Cristobal. The end of Helfrich was not pretty.
Yeah, they went through, what, 4 coaches in 6 years?
The end of Helfrich wasn't pretty. Willie Taggart was a disaster. Mm-hmm. Mario used it as a stepping stone, and you are in a position to be a stepping stone. You know, if Dan Lanning doesn't come in and kind of give Oregon the juice that it got, mm-hmm. I know the first season wasn't pretty on paper, but give it the juice it's got, is Oregon in the Big Ten?
And here's the thing.
I don't know that answer.
And for Lanning, Lanning's not an Oregon guy. He's a Kansas guy, and he's a South guy. Like, he's not...
He was at Memphis with Mike Norvell.
Yeah, dude, we were going through this coaching staff at Memphis in 2017. It was Lanning, it was Norvell, it's Dillingham, it's the current head coach at Memphis.
Which, like, the Lanning-Dillingham thing makes a lot more sense to me.
But it's like, you know, that's... There's luck involved. But this whole idea, like... And this is... I've seen a few Oregon State fans, like, just get rid of the football program. You're not there yet.
No, you're not there yet. Kent State's got a program.
You're good. Yeah, you can survive. Not just survive, you can flourish. Because Indiana, it was in and everybody's like, well, they're in the Big Ten. It's like, sure, but...
All it took was hitting on Cignetti. Look at Arizona State. Herm left that place in a rough spot.
Oh, God.
In a really rough spot.
And here comes Kenny D.
And all it took was Kenny D and
look
boom.
At Fish at Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can save this.
I think these are the questions you start asking yourself, honestly, if you're a Cal guy. You know, can we do better than Wilcox? Mm-hmm. Maybe not on paper, but maybe there's a guy out there that does Cal better than Wilcox. Because I've seen this Wilcox thing for a while. Mm-hmm. And I like Wilcox. And Cal was my sleeper team before they stopped being my sleeper team this year. And I still get kind of excited watching their games because they still play a lot of, like, Pac-12 After Dark mm-hmm. type stuff. But maybe there is a better one out there, you know. I have gone on record, and I think most people agree, but maybe not everybody is as vocal as me. I do not like Sherrone Moore at Michigan.
No.
It just doesn't seem right, but Michigan holds itself up because it's maize and blue. You go find
and
yourself.
And he's a Michigan guy.
If you find yourself a Cignetti or a Dillingham before they became Cignetti and Dillingham, then what does Michigan look like?
I saw a thing from UCLA, like, boosters or supporters saying they put Coach Ogeron in a UCLA shirt, and Coach O would jump off a bridge before he coached at UCLA.
Yeah, Coach O is different in that sense. A, I don't know how Coach O would be today.
Yeah.
Just in terms of the game has changed. I know that 19 Natty team was real nice. Mm-hmm. Filled of transfers and mm-hmm. McDonald's bags and the whole thing.
And as a recruiter, he's a dog.
He is Mr. McDonald's bag.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
So to the O conversation, who I
no,
go
yeah, talkers. You kidding me?
I love Big O.
I love Coach O.
I love Big O. He has only his
it's like the Bayou Boomhauer.
Yeah, right. He's not even from the Bayou. He gets into LSU and inherits a pretty great program. Cignetti goes into Indiana and builds a program. I don't know if O's building a program. And you could argue where Lanning picked up Oregon, he kind of had to rebuild that. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, and I firmly believe this, if Lanning's not there, do they go to the Big Ten? I don't know that answer. And the answer might be no. Because you are an established brand, and UW is almost an established brand, and you're getting a half share.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if things aren't trending up, yeah. The Pac-10 stays around, and it's just USC and UCLA that's gone,
mm-hmm.
which I personally would have preferred it that way. But we all know that everybody benefited except for the two schools that got left behind. It's an interesting way on how to build a program, and I think we'll see more of that this season and next season. Because the Sarks of the world at Texas, mm-hmm. it doesn't always work.
And not only that,
Dabo at Clemson doesn't always work.
It's not just the teams that kind of come out of nowhere. It's the teams that have kind of fallen on hard times. And the level of it just shows you if you want to be relevant, you can.
You can.
And not even just relevant. If you want to be really good. Now, if you want to be great, that's another level. But if you want to be really good, if you want to be Arizona State, if you want to be Indiana, if you want to be Illinois, if you want to be that...
Vanderbilt?
Yeah, which they are dumping money. And look, Vandy, that they aren't short on money. That is a law school. It's the same thing with Tulane.
And Texas A&M's been dumping money into that program for a decade for what? Nothing.
But now, it looks
now,
like...
you got the right guy.
Let's see what... and that's the thing is, you have to have the money, number one. Number two, you have to have the right people in charge. Number three, you have to have the commitment. For Oregon State, they don't have any of those three things right now.
Right.
They might have the money. I don't know.
The money thing is weird with them.
Every time I know,
we got money.
Every time I peek under the hood, I'm like, "Where's the money?" They're like, "Oh, it's over there. It's over there. You just can't. It's just out of view." So if they can get that part of it right and they get the right people in there, then you start going, "Okay, this." And I think that's true of any program in the country that has either fallen on hard times or wants to elevate. How much do you want it? How much do you care? And how much of it can you get right in the hiring process? Because we're seeing a 62 or 64-year-old Kurt Cignetti, who's not one of the young guys.
Nope.
Who came from James Madison, who brought his guys over and basically did the Deion, but actually did it.
Shots at Deion.
Well, but I mean, like Deion.
Totally.
Deion brought Travis and Shador. Beyond that, though,
what are we looking at now?
Whereas with Cignetti, I think it has real staying power.
And that's why Cignetti ain't long for Indiana.
Unless he decides he wants to go, you know what? I like it here.
Maybe so. Lanning's got new quotes out that, you know, the grass is very green here in Oregon.
It's weird. All the coaches that are saying that, it's like, contract extension,
but I was an opportunity.
But I was teasing you earlier, but, you know, if this thing doesn't go well for Lincoln and he eventually gets turfed, whether it's this year or next year, Cignetti would be a great hire.
Wouldn't be against it.
Yeah, he'd be a great hire. All right, we come back. Game 5 of the ALDS tonight. Mariners
buddy.
Up against it. Curb Scoobs.
Fourth time's a charm?
I was going to say something, and then this, like, ghost rushed through my body and gave me all the heebie-jeebies. We'll get to that next, but first, Kahuna with sports.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Good little sports night tonight. We're watching North Texas take on University of South Florida. The Huskies are on the tube. USA soccer against Ecuador in World Cup qualifying. And the big one tonight would be your Seattle Mariners taking on the Detroit Tigers in a winner-take-all American League Division Series. Winner goes to Toronto. Game one will be on Sunday. I said this going into game four. You just don't want to be in elimination games. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. Because lots of times what happens is you think you're throwing your stud out there and then you get lit. But the last few times the Tigers have thrown their stud out there, I wouldn't say he's gotten lit, but you've lost the ball game. Is this the night that Skubal comes out and absolutely dominates again? Can you scrape across two runs? Go ask my Cleveland Guardians what that's like. It ain't always the easiest. Now, this Mariner team has a lot of great offense, and Josh Naylor's been awesome. Julio and Cal, it's just all bets are off. I have no idea what to expect. I'm going to sit down, buckle up my seatbelt, and I'm going to go.
Again, I'm going to shout out my guy Brett at Chalem Glen because we were talking about this. And I go, you know what Skubal has done in the postseason, right? And he was not they've gotten him three times. He did not. He was like, no, I know. And he landed on, can the Mariners win 1-0? Can they just scratch one, or can it be a 2-1 game?
Want me to answer that question?
Yes.
Hell yeah. The answer is without a doubt. Unequivocal.
That's how they have to win this game.
They have the best bullpen in baseball. Definitely the best bullpen left. Even if you think somebody might have a better bullpen. Cleveland's got a nice one. They have the best bullpen left in the playoffs. It's not close to me. However, those questions of what bit you in game four of running those same guys out there every single time in that same order. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you start seeing tendencies. Eventually, you start picking up on mannerisms. I'm not saying those pitchers are getting lazy by any means, but maybe you start tipping a pitch a little bit. You mm-hmm. get a little more predictable, a lot more data on that. And so I think a lot of this will boil down to, A, can Kirby hold it together? I think that's a big question. Can mm-hmm. Kirby hold it together? And can Dan Wilson manage to the level of A.J. Hinch? Because right now, A.J. Hinch is outmanaging him. I think Seattle is a better team. Right now.
And I don't think Wilson's out here choking. He's not.
No.
He's not booning it. It's just Hinch is pushing the right buttons.
Hinch is a World Series champ for a mm-hmm. reason. I mean, I know trash cans were very helpful for him, and I will never let him live that down.
No, and he took the fall for that, and he's the one who got all the punishment, but he wins.
And he is a damn good manager. You mm-hmm. said the other day, you were like, how does he have a sub-500?
I forgot those
and
first
like,
2 years
because
Detroit
they were really
so
bad.
Because they had nobody.
Dude, if you look at a lot of these guys on this team,
they're young as hell.
And they're young, and they're not really starters on other teams. Find me another starter on Detroit offensively that starts for Seattle. Riley Green. Riley Green for sure starts in Seattle.
You would say Torque.
He would start in right
over. You would say Torque, but.
But I will take Josh Naylor.
Yeah.
Kerry Carpenter at DH because yeah. the Mariners have no sense of a DH
but,
whatsoever.
I mean, but Torque is above a replacement level player.
Yes, Torkelson has been very good this year. He yeah. is the number one overall draft pick.
Yeah.
Mariner team is better.
Yes.
But Detroit did have the best record in baseball for a reason. I fear for you, Mariner fans. I'm on your team. The big question for me is George Kirby.
I want the Mariners to win, but I just have this reeling suspicion that Skubal's going to go out there and just throw like 8 1/3 of just ungodly terrorists.
8 1/3, 14 Ks.
Just shredding people.
Yeah.
There's only one guy in baseball that's better than him on the mound, and it's Skeens. That's it.
Jacob DeGrom.
That's it.
I'm joking.
But you know what I mean? Like,
although I like Jacob DeGrom.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just hard for me to see Skubal. Now, he hasn't been in this moment before with all the pressure and sure. all the stuff. And like maybe he Clayton Kershaw's this thing and just goes out there and gacks all over himself. But I have a unwavering belief in Skubal going into this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not handing Randy Johnson the ball with the D-backs, but I don't think you're that far off with the way he has pitched so far this postseason.
No, you might be handing Andy Pettit the baseball.
You know what I mean?
Kurt Schilling the baseball.
It's like he looked unhittable.
Yeah, since we're here on baseball a little bit, a nice shout out to the Cubs and a great win last night. God, Chicago under the lights.
That gets me going.
We didn't.
I tell the kids to leave the room.
We gave a little mention of it to it in Philadelphia, falling on their face. What a horrendous way to lose a series.
It's rough.
What a horrendous way. A throwing error on a chopper that you mishandle.
They're replaying the game on the TV behind you.
Oh God!
And it's in the seventh right now, and it's 0-0. And I'm so glad this show's going to end before I have to see it again. Don't worry. Hold that thought.
Yeah. Shout out to the production team for ESPN, because immediately after the play, they panned to the Phillies dugout. And it's not disgust or I can't believe it's over. It's pure, utter carnage and shock.
You know what it is? It's Thienemann picking Aller.
Yeah.
Wait, the game is over? Yep.
It just
game's over.
Like that.
Yep.
On that play? That's the play?
Nope. Right in the butt?
Yeah.
Yep.
It was just...
It's over. Go home. Not only go home, but like... Go to Cancun.
Yeah.
You're done.
And it was like, again.
Take your ass to Galveston, Texas. Mm-hmm. That dirty ass water.
Mm-hmm. What a horrendous way to lose.
Absolutely brutal. And that was my pick to go to the World Series. And it can all come crashing down tonight if Detroit wins.
I mean,
as Zach says, it's going to be the worst night for Mariners. Skubal 10Ks, Carpenter home run, and Tigers win easily. God.
I mean.
Rest in peace, Jordan Schultz.
Is that script really that hard to believe?
No, it's not. It's not. Carpenter loves to feast on Kirby.
Gun to your head, do you think Skubal throws a gem tonight?
Yes.
That's where I'm at.
I do. Gun to my head, do the Seattle Mariners win? Yes.
Oh.
Give it to me.
Just a late game scratch one across in just the ugliest fashion possible?
It's going to be like Randy Arozarena. Gets playoff Arozarena.
How cool?
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
You're damn right.
How cool would it be, though, if it's Julio?
If it's Julio, welcome to the show, kid. You a bona fide superstar if it's Julio. Or if it's Cal.
M's fans, I want you to get this. I think this mountain is... Did you see that Mount Everest currently has 600 climbers stuck at the top of the mountain right now? Because
that was your choice.
Because of weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shocking. The worst weather on the planet, you got stuck in. Congratulations. 600! Good God!
It's your last chance to vote on the worst spread we're taking.
It's a lot of dumb people.
In our book report. You can find that on the X account or just listen back to the show. Let us know what you think. 503-864-6326 or the YouTube chat. Closing arguments is next. We'll call it a day. 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Meringue is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth!
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that'll do it for us, Mike.
See you later.
I hate you guys so much.
503-864-6326 as the resident Chiefs honk and also Mariner fans F Detroit this weekend. You're right, dude.
I would say our Chiefs honk has been pretty quiet this year about his Chiefs.
Yeah.
He was pretty loud a couple times last year.
Well, I mean.
I get it. I get it.
Then he got arrested.
Chiefs honk, not Chiefsaholic.
They let you text from jail, brother.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
They let you text from jail. I'm jealous. I'm
giving you hell because you're a Chiefs fan, and I hate you.
On Fridays, we're trying a new thing at 10:45. We'll make some picks against the spread. You, as the listeners, get to tell us which ones you think are the most egregious of our decisions here. At the end of today's show, a la here, we will tally up the votes, whether it's the text line, the YouTube chat, or the Twitterverse, and we will then ride those picks. If we are wrong, come back Monday, and you listeners at, well, let's say 10:45.
What if we're both wrong?
Then we both have punishments.
Okay.
And then we at 10:45 will circle back and start taking your suggestions on what our punishments should be. Have you ever lived on the corner of Gray Street in the end of the world?
No.
You might.
No.
Daniel, you are in charge of this. What spreads are we living by?
Well, the polls are still open for a longer period. So, do you want to wait till the end? Do we do it at the end of the show or when polls close?
Well, this would be the end of the show.
Oh, something. Which one do you want to do?
Where are we now?
Yours is a runaway. You are getting Ole Miss.
So, is it because you guys think my Cougs are going to put up a little bit of fight, or you think Ole Miss doesn't care? Or are you just like being mean to me? I thought they hated you, Danny. I thought I was the good guy.
Mine is a dead heat between Alabama and Indiana.
If it's a tie, who gets the tie-breaking vote?
I think Jeff
Rusty.
Rust.
Rusty's got to be the tie-breaking vote.
Do you guys really
want that? if it is a tie between but
that's what I'm saying.
Danny living on the Bama by 2.5-point faves or Indiana so covering the 7.5.
So the poll will be open until basically 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's a 24-hour poll. Do we just want to do that?
Till tomorrow morning.
Yeah, when it closes. And whatever one wins.
But it has to be by 9 o'clock.
Well, I mean, the poll is still the poll.
But my game starts at 9:45.
But yours is already... We already know what yours is,
right? But if I don't, if they if Harris, Ole Miss doesn't cover the spread,
well, I mean, we already know what yours is. Like yours is at 60%, and the other ones are at 20, and it's not even. Yeah. This is a running away. Mine is literally dead even. It's at 48-48.
Let's keep it till the end of the show. I don't know. Talk me out of it.
I just think until we go to the poll closes. Like yours is done. Mine is. This is going to give the Indiana one a chance, what I'm
saying.
I don't
know, man. I got like 12 hours to make a bunch of burner Twitter accounts.
You ain't going to do that.
Really?
I retweeted it from my account and the show account.
You're cooked. All right, go Cougs. If anything, we'll take my Cougs.
Yeah, you're cooked. Mine is quite literally dead even, so.
Well, you can start, guys. You can start thinking about what my punishment is going to be. And just remember, I'm nice and I'm soft. And I got kids.
Leg day. And guess what? There is a LA Fitness 3 blocks away that I have a membership app that I can bring guests to.
I'm also a member at LA.
leg day.
You're going to miss a hell of a night of sports tonight, dude.
Yeah. Look, I might throw North Texas up. Shout out the Blazers. The Blazers media Wi-Fi is a lot better than it has been in years past. I've been able to stream games the last year.
I am definitely still not connected to the media Wi-Fi at Providence Park. Definitely not.
No.
Definitely not. No. Definitely don't have crystal clear reception when I'm at Providence Park. Definitely don't. I'm finally getting to go to a game in 2 weeks. Not this weekend, but next weekend. I go to the season finale.
I have not been to a Timbers game yet, and I know so many people over there like, dude, come down. I just come this time of the year. It's so hard for me, and I don't even think about it. And I do want to go because I do enjoy me some soccer. I'll get there.
Best 2 hours in Portland. That's a 10 toes down thought. Some of the best 2 hours, most fun you can have in Portland, Oregon, is going to a Timbers game for 2 hours.
I mean, I'm at 41 of those every year, man.
Yeah, but there aren't as many. And they're only 2 hours.
Yeah, most Blazers games are.
Well, but most are. You know, it could still go to overtime, things like that. Regular season footy, we done.
When we done, we done. That's fair.
When we done, we done.
Speaking of we done. We're done.
It's a happy Friday. I hope everybody had a great day. Except for you, Brian Kelly. I hope you didn't have a good day. I hope everybody has fun this weekend. Be safe out there.
Hope y'all had a shitty day.
Be safe out there. Shout out to the frogs. I like what you're doing. I think it's funny. Be safe out there. Don't do something stupid. Enjoy the football. If you're making it down to Eugene, pack a raincoat, baby. It's going to rain at Autzen. I called it right here.
That'll pack one to wear in the stands, too.
That'll do it for us. For Danny Morang, Jeff Rust on the 1 and 2s, his shadow ghost Brandon behind him. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something. I would do.
Bye.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.